弟兄姊妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请我们翻到启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第七节到第十一节。
Verse 7 to verse 11.
这里是说到腓拉铁菲的教会。
Here, the church in Philadelphia is being mentioned.
第七节，你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者，说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的锁。
Verse 7, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true.Who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
Verse 8, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
那撒旦议会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them to come and bow down at your feet and to know that I have loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing.That hour which is about to come upon the whole world to test those who dwell upon the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have in order that no one take your crown.
那这里我想稍微有几点请弟兄姊妹注意。
I'd like you to pay attention on a few aspects.
那第一呢，就是在第七节那里所说到的大卫的钥匙，和第八节所说到的敞开的门，其实这两件事情是连在一起的。
First of all, the reference to the key of David in verse 7 and an open door in verse 8, these two things are inseparable.
其实在英语的翻译里面，第八节呢，他是这么说的，英语是这样说的，我知道你的行为。我在你面前已经给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的，因为你略有一点力量，遵守我的道，没有拒绝我的名。
So in English it does say, I know your deeds because I have put before you an open door which no one can shut because you have a little power.
所以我的请弟兄姊妹们注意呢，就是说大卫的钥匙开了没人能关，关了没人能开。跟后面那个敞开的门呢是连在一起的。
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to the fact that the key of David in verse 7, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, this is interconnected with the open door mentioned later.
所以这几句话里头，第一个要点呢，就是说到这个钥匙的这个门。
So in the first few verses, the first key point is the key and the open door.
对，那这个呢是我们的主说的是我要给你开一个敞开的门。
And our Lord himself says, I will give you an open door. I have put before you an open door.
那么在第二个要点呢是第九节那里啊。
And the second key point is in verse 9.
他基本上是说呢，撒旦，我要让撒旦来在你的脚前下拜。
Basically, this verse says, I will make Satan come and bow down at your feet.
那么第三个要点呢，主说呢，我已经爱你了。
And the third key point is, the Lord says, I have loved you.
所以这三个地方呢，是主说呢，我要做的。
And these three things are what the Lord said He would do.
我要给你开一个敞开的门。
I will put forth before you an open door.
我要让撒旦到你面前来下拜。
I will make Satan come before you and bow down at your feet.
我已经爱你了。
And third, I have loved you.
那么在这一段里头呢，那另外有三个要点。
And in this passage, there are also three other points.
就是我们主跟腓拉铁非教会的弟兄姊妹们说。
Which is what the Lord has said to the brothers and sisters in the church in Philadelphia.
说我观察到你们的这样的情形。
I have observed your conditions.
什么情形呢？
So what conditions did he observe?
你遵守了我的道。
You have kept my word.
你没有拒绝我的名。
You have not denied my name.
然后第十节呢，你还遵守了我那个忍耐的道。
Furthermore, in verse 10, you have kept the word of my perseverance.
所以我们读这一段里头就看到，那主耶稣跟腓拉铁非教会说，有三件事情我要做的。
And therefore, you read through this passage and you see that the Lord said, there are three things I'm going to do.
或者是说我已经做了。
Or in other words, the Lord has already done it.
我已经帮你开了一个门。
I have already put before you an open door.
我已经爱你了。
I have already loved you.
还要做一件事。
And furthermore, there's one more thing I will do.
我要做的是什么呢？我要让撒旦来向你下拜。
What is it that I'm going to do? I'm going to make Satan bow down at your feet.
那主耶稣跟他们说，他说因为我过去观察到你们有三个情形。
This is because in the past I've observed three conditions in you.
你们遵守了我的道。
Because you have kept my word.
你们没有弃绝我的名。
You have not denied my name.
而且你跟我一同忍耐。
Plus, you have also kept my perseverance.
那么我想最后一点呢是主说的，他说啊，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺取你的冠冕。
And lastly, the Lord said, hold fast what you have in verse 11 in order that no one take your crown.
这句话有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this.
一个意思就是说你现在已经有一个冠冕了。
First meaning is that you already have your crown.
你看到往下看，往将来看，你要持守你的冠冕。
And you, when you look into the future, keep your crown.
好，请我们低下头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for some word of prayer.
主啊，我们已经读了你的话。
Lord, we have already read your words.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你，是因为你自己的爱，你对我们的期许。主啊，你把我们聚集在这里。
Lord, we thank you so much because it is truly your love and your expectation that you gathered us here.
主啊，我们深深的感谢你。
Lord, we are in deep gratitude to you.
因为你不但爱我们，把我们从死亡、罪恶、过犯里面拯救出来。
Because you loved us and you don't just save us from transgressions and sins and iniquities.
而且你给我们这么样一个我们越看越觉得我们配不上的这个期望。
And furthermore, you've given us this expectation and the more we read it, the more we think that we're not worthy of it.
可是主啊，这些都是真的。
However, Lord, all these are true.
所以今天早上主啊，我们在你的爱里，我们来到你的面前。
Therefore, in your love, this morning we gather before into your presence.
求你把你的话向我们敞开。
We entreat that you open your words before us.
主啊，求你给我们里头一个谦卑的灵。
We also entreat you to grant us a humble spirit within us.
我们说主啊，你的仆人们都在这里。
To say to you, all your servants are here.
主啊，请你说，我们都在这里静听。
May you speak and we all listen.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们刚才读了这一段呢，是我们主耶稣向腓拉铁非教会所说的话。
The passage we just read is the words written by the Lord to the church in Philadelphia.
我们知道，我们这个是在第一世纪末了的事情。
We know that this took place toward the end of the first century.
我们主耶稣从父那里来到人间，来到世上，是第一世纪三十年代的事。
Jesus who came from his father to the earth, it's in maybe about AD 30.
那么然后呢，大概从三十年代到六十年代，是他的使徒们 把主自己的话从耶路撒冷到犹大全地犹太全地撒玛利亚传到地极。
So the Lord already left in 30 AD, but from 30 AD to 60 AD, it is his disciples who preach his word from Jerusalem to the land of Samaria.
那在这段时间当中，我们的这些使徒们就写了这些书信。
And during this period, the apostles wrote all these epistles.
那然后从60年代的末期到90年代，那基本上大部分的使徒都建主了。
So from the late 60s until the 90s, most of the apostles have all gone to see the Lord.
等到90年代的时候，老约翰就在拔摩海岛的时候，主向他显现。
In the 90s, the old apostle John on the island of Patmos, the Lord appeared himself to him.
那么在启示录的第二章和第三章里头。
So in chapters 2 and 3 in the book of Revelation,
我们的升天的主就像约翰说了一些话。
Our ascended Lord spoke certain words to the Apostle John.
这过去的三十年，我们的主在天上一直看着他的教会。
In the past 30 years, our Lord was constantly observing his church.
所以在第二章和第三章里面，主就向约翰说，你要把这些东西写下来。告诉这几个教会。
And therefore, in chapters 2 and 3, the Lord said to John, you have to write down these words and tell these churches.
这是我对他们的观察。
These are my observations of these churches.
所以这个启示录的七个教会呢，主给他们写信的背景就是这样。
So this is the background under which the Lord wrote these letters to them.
那等我们看到这个七个教会的时候
when we see these seven churches,
我们就发觉说主对五个教会呢他都是觉得有缺欠
the Lord found that five out of seven churches have fallen short
而且他对每个教会的观察都是非常锐利的非常清楚的
and furthermore his observation of every single church is razor sharp
那么对于一个教会就是示美堂主说的主的观察和主的对他们的要求是很怎么说就是很特定
So in terms of the church of Smyrna the Lord's observation and expectation of this church is rather unique
只说到一件事
He only mentioned one thing
就是为我的名受苦
Which is to suffer for my name
可是当主说到腓拉铁菲的时候
However, when the Lord turned to Philadelphia
那你就可以看见那个主的心啊好像是非常喜乐
You can see that the Lord's heart is filled with joy
好像他等了很久的他所要的教会现在看见
As if the Lord has been waiting for a long time for this church that he wants to see and finally he sees it
那么弟兄姊妹我们对这个腓拉铁菲呢我们都是听过腓拉铁菲教会
We have all heard about the church in Philadelphia
可是呢就我个人以前的感觉是这样
But my sense from before was this
好像你若是有些可能有一些弟兄姊妹啊觉得这个腓拉铁菲呢的教会呢是好像是一个理想
Some brothers and sisters felt that the church in Philadelphia is just an ideal
那么我们基督徒够忙了
We Christians are busy enough
我们需要传福音
We need to preach the gospel.
那我们需要短宣。
We need to do short missions.
那我们需要叫人得救。
We need to save people.
那这个说到神的旨意了，这些事情啊，很遥远。
So in terms of the will of God, the purpose of God, this is something very far away.
那说到满足神的心意嘛，这个太遥远。
And in terms of we satisfying the heart of God, that is something too far away.
所以说。这个腓拉铁菲呢，在 我们的心里头呢是一个理想。
So the church in Philadelphia in our heart is just an ideal.
没路可走的。
There's no way to get to it.
对。那另外呢，我们感谢主，我也见过许多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
Separate and apart from this, I've also seen brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
当我们想到菲拉铁菲教会的时候。
When we think about the church in Philadelphia.
那觉得那是好像是个梦想。
And we also thought that that was a dream.
好像是没有办法，这个主的要求太高了，没有办法符合的。
The requirements of God are so high for us to fulfill.
所以当我们看到，所以有的时候呢，我们就批评别人。
So sometimes we criticize other people.
说他们虽然是这么好的一个聚会啊，可是距离菲拉铁菲还远。
So even though that assembly is a very good assembly, but in comparison to the church in Philadelphia, there's still quite some distance away.
那或者当我们说到我们自己的时候呢？
Or when we refer to ourselves.
说我们现在那么残破的一个样子。
We're in such deplorable conditions.
对，我们不够属灵。
We're not spiritual enough.
菲拉铁菲是一个不可能的事。
Therefore, Philadelphia is an impossibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次读到菲拉铁菲的时候，读完了就放到一边。
Therefore, every time we read about the church in Philadelphia, we read it and then we put it aside.
可是过去一年多两年中间。
However, in the past year and two.
主问我一个问题。
The Lord asked me a question.
就是说，你们对我所要的教会。态度就是这样吗？
Is this your attitude toward the church that I desire?
所以就让我就是在主面前就是花了一些心思思考这个事情。
So I did spend some time to ponder over and meditate over this matter.
那我心里有个感觉。
And I have this sense in my heart.
这个不是梦想。
This is not a dream.
也不是理想。
This is not an ideal either.
这是我们的主想要的。
This is what our Lord wants.
而且不是无路可走的。
Further, it is not unreachable.
只当我们读到他所说的这几句话。
As we read these words that he wrote.
遵守我的道。
Keeping my word.
不弃绝我的名。
Having not denied my name.
与我一同受苦。
Persevering with me.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们常常从主的话，或者是我们常常这样鼓励我们自己的吗
？Isn't this what the word of the Lord says to us, and this is what we used to encourage ourselves?
所以我常常有这样的祷告。
So I have this prayer constantly.
我愿意，我在我们是在洛杉矶 Alhambra 那边聚会。
We gather in Alhambra, Los Angeles.
那我求主呢？让我们的弟兄姊妹呢，心里不要觉得这是一个梦想，或者是一个理想。
I entreat the Lord to not cause the brothers and sisters there to think of this as only an ideal or a dream.
想到果然在第一世纪的末了。
Because truly at the end of the first century.
在一个地方叫小亚细亚。
In this Asia Minor.
那有一些弟兄姊妹。
There were these brothers and sisters.
他们人数不多。
It was not a great number of believers.
为什么呢？因为他说你略有一点力量。
Why did I say that? Because in verse 8 it says you have a little power.
所以他们人数并不多。
So maybe it's not a very big number of people there.
但是主所要的，他们对这个事情很在乎。
But they really, really care about what the Lord wants.
所以他们就活出了一个真实的一个生命。
Therefore, they've lived out the reality of this life.
他们活出一个大家在一起的合一的光景。
And they've lived out the reality of this oneness of dwelling together.
让主的心得到满足。
And the Lord's heart was satisfied.
所以有的时候我在主面前祷告是这样。
So therefore, sometimes I pray accordingly before the Lord.
我盼望主来到我们聚会的当中。
I hope that when the Lord comes to our assembly,
他会找到一个菲拉铁菲的光景。
That he would find the condition of Philadelphia.
那这回我来到弟兄姊妹当中。
At this time when I came to your midst,
我的祷告也是一样。
My prayer is also the same.
我盼望弟兄姊妹不要觉得菲拉铁菲是一个幻想，或者是一个 一个理想。
I want you brothers and sisters to not think of Philadelphia as an imagination or an ideal.
看到这是当初在某个地方一些弟兄姊妹真实的光景。
And you can see that this is the true condition of a certain group of people at a true place.
盼望主来到 Houston， 来到 Austin， 他也可以在这里找到他所要的光景。
May the Lord, when He comes to the Houston and the Austin assemblies, He could also find the conditions that He desires.
当然，菲拉铁菲教会的故事，你圣经里就没有再看见。
Of course, we do not find the church in Philadelphia anywhere else in the Bible.
可是圣经是写到第一世纪的末了就停了。
However, the Bible stopped at the end of the first century.
从第一世纪到二十世纪。
From the first century until the 20th century.
我心里深深的相信。
My heart deeply believes that
在有的地方有的时候
at some places under some times
主在那里去发现找到一些少数的弟兄姊妹
the Lord can find a minority of brothers and sisters
他们倾心地跟随主
they follow the heart with a pure heart
他们问他们自己一个问题
they ask themselves a question
就是主啊 你在我们中间你要的是什么
Lord, what do you want from our midst?
那他们就这样聚会
And they gathered according to what the Lord wants
他就这样生活
And they live as the Lord wants them to live
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
昨天我们弟兄说的
Yesterday our brother said
主对我们有一个 expectation
The Lord has an expectation of us
弟兄姊妹，我们心里面要愿意跟上这个 expectation。
We need to have this desire in our heart that we can measure up to this expectation。
在我们聚集，在我们在一起。
As we gather together。
主对我们的一个 expectation。
There's this expectation that the Lord wants of us。
主对我们的期望。
And the Lord has a hope for us。
你在圣经里别的地方不容易找到。
You can't find it easily anywhere else in the Bible。
你在这里找到一个实际的例子。
However, you can find a real life example here.
叫做菲拉铁菲的教会。
And it's called the Church in Philadelphia.
所以这次我在弟兄姊妹中间，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通这菲拉铁菲教会他们的情形。
Therefore, I'd like to fellowship with you the conditions of a church in Philadelphia this time.
所以今天呢，我就想跟弟兄姊妹交通一下，就是菲拉铁菲在神心目中的价值。
Today I want to share with you the value of the church in Philadelphia in the eyes of God.
同时呢，也希望跟弟兄姊妹交通一下呢，就是爱这件事。
Furthermore, I'd like to fellowship with you this matter of love.
因为主这里说啊，我已经爱你了。
Because the Lord says here, I have loved you.
所以怎么样是从他爱菲拉铁菲，一直到菲拉铁菲显出一个被爱。而且彼此相爱的关系。
So how did it come up from the Lord has loved them, and then it shows this manifestation of they love each other eventually.
对，是怎么样从主的爱 agape 到后来成为弟兄之间的爱
？How do you turn the agape love to a brotherly love？
那就或许说 Philadelphia。
In other words, Philadelphia。
对，那么这是我们今天。盼望交通的。
This is what we want to share with you today.
那明天呢，我就想跟弟兄姊妹交通主说的，我的道和我的话和我的名。
Tomorrow I'd like to fellowship with you my word and my name.
对，就是说你遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
Which is having kept my word and having not denied my name in verse 8.
那么第三天呢，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通呢，忍耐，我的忍耐。
And on the third day, I'd like to share with you the word of my perseverance.
对，这是我们这三天想交通的。
This is what I'd like to fellowship with you the next three days.
关于菲拉铁菲在主眼中的价值哈。
In terms of the value of the church in Philadelphia in the eyes of God.
我们需要回到历史上来看一下。
We need to turn back to history and look.
你知道在旧约里面啊，神对他的百姓有一个期望。
You know that there's an expectation of God for His people.
神耶和华神对亚伯拉罕说。
Jehovah God said to Abraham.
他说我要祝福你。
I will bless you.
那你要成为祝福。
And so you shall be a blessing.
我要祝福你呢，是亚伯拉罕要从主那里领受的。
When God says, I will bless you, it is what Abraham will receive from the Lord.
那你要成为祝福呢，是主要亚伯拉罕把神给他的祝福带给好多好多的人。
And when Abraham becomes a blessing, he will bring the blessing to many, many peoples.
所以主的眼目是在好多好多的人。
Therefore, God's eye is fixated on many, many people.
到创世纪的后面。
Toward the end of Genesis.
那个亚伯拉罕把他儿子以撒献上。
Abraham offered up his son Isaac.
主把他的以撒还给他。
And then the Lord returned Isaac back to Abraham.
然后主告诉他说。
And then the Lord said to him.
他说，天下万国都要因你的后裔得福。
All nations and kingdoms will be blessed through you.
所以主的眼光不是看在亚，只看在亚伯拉罕。
And therefore the Lord is not only focused on Abraham.
主的眼光也不是看在以撒。
The Lord is not only focused on Isaac.
主的眼光在天下万国。
And the Lord's focus is on all kingdoms and all nations.
到了出埃及记的时候。
When it gets to Exodus.
当神差遣摩西去把以色列百姓从埃及带出来。
When God sent Moses to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
那主跟亚伯拉跟那个摩西说。
The Lord said to Moses,
说你呀要去跟法老讲。
Say this to Pharaoh.
他说，以色列是我的儿子。
Israel is my son.
是我的长子。
My first son.
这个是出埃及记第四章第二十二节。
This is from Exodus 4:22.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫儿子呢？
So brothers and sisters, what is it to be a son?
儿子是我所爱的。
A son is someone whom I love.
以色列是我所爱的。
Israel is someone whom I love.
他跟我有生命的关系。
He and I are connected in life.
什么叫长子呢？
What does it mean to be the firstborn?
第一，长子是有责任的。
First, the firstborn has responsibility.
长子也是要代表我的。
And the firstborn is going to represent me.
可是不止这样。
But in addition to this,
既然说到长子，那还有老二了。
If we talk about firstborn, there must be number two.
你还有老三呢。
And number three.
那以色列是老大。
Israel is the firstborn.
以后还有老二。
Furthermore, after in the future, there's number two and number three.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神的眼光是看着万国。
God is focused on all nations.
神的眼光是看着万民。
God's focus is on all people.
神的眼光是看见所有生在世上的人。
God's focus is on all the people who are born on this earth.
因为这些都是他所造的。
Because all this was created by him.
所以以色列是长子，这个意思。
So this is the meaning of Israel being the firstborn.
你要为我做见证。
You will bear my testimony.
别人看到你，要像别人看到我一样。
Other people when they see you, it's like they're seeing me.
别人看到你的美德，别人看到我的美德。
When they see your good deeds, they see my good deeds.
要天下万民都知道我是耶和华。
All people in all the earth will know that I am Jehovah.
所以这是神的心意。
This is the desire of God.
可是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
However, brothers and sisters.
当我们读以色列的历史。
As we read through the history of Israel.
你知道情形不是这样。
We know that the condition was not like this.
大部分的时候，以色列的百姓的心呢，都远离了神。
Most of the time, the hearts of the people of Israel were far away from God.
一面不能让神的心满足。
Not only could they not satisfy the heart of God.
一面许多时候被四周围的人所讥笑。
On the other hand, they were mocked by people around them.
可是到了比如说讲到耶路撒冷。
For instance, let's talk about Jerusalem.
以赛亚书有一句话。
Isaiah has this verse.
以赛亚书第六十章有一句话。
In Isaiah chapter 60.
我想这句话很有意思，我们看一下以赛亚书六十章第十五节。
This is very interesting. Let's turn to Isaiah 60:15.
你虽然被撇弃、被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华。成为累代的喜乐。
Isaiah 60:15. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated with no one passing through, I will make you an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation.
什么叫做被撇弃、被厌恶呢？甚至无人经过呢？
What does it mean to be forsaken and hated with no one passing by?
这是耶路撒冷荒凉的光景。
This is referring to the desolation of Jerusalem.
这是以色列犹大百姓败落的光景。
This is when the people in Israel were so fallen.
以赛亚写他的以赛亚书的时候呢，以赛亚呢是活在被掳的时候以前差不多150年。
When Isaiah wrote the book of Isaiah, it was about 150 years before the captivity.
但是以赛亚已经预见有一天我们耶路撒冷，我们犹大或者是被掳，是耶路撒冷被毁。
However, he already foresaw that there would be one day when Judah and Jerusalem would be captured and be in desolation.
因为我们作为神的百姓，我们弃绝了他。
Because we, as the people of God, we have forsaken him.
但是他马上就说。
However, Isaiah immediately said.
他说神说。
He said, God said.
我确实你，就是我确实耶路撒冷成为永远的荣华。
I will make you, which is Jerusalem, an everlasting pride.
成为累代的喜乐。
A joy from generation to generation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
谁可以看到这个呢？
Who can foresee this?
谁可以相信这个呢？
Who can believe this?
我们今天，我们做基督徒。
Today we as Christians.
我们看到我们教会的我们自己的光景，我们看到四周围的光景，我们也觉得很荒凉。
And we can also see the desolation in our own spiritual condition, in the condition of our churches and conditions around us.
我们难道可以跟以赛亚一样说，教会是要是主要成为永远的荣华，累代的喜乐？
Can we say, as Isaiah said here, that the church will become an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation?
但是根据以赛亚，这是神说的。
However, according to Isaiah, these words were spoken by God.
虽然耶路撒冷那么样破坏，那么样的破灭，这么样的没有这个属灵的价值。
Even though Jerusalem were in such destruction and desolation and had no spiritual value.
但是我要使你成为永远的荣华，历代的喜乐。
However, God will make Jerusalem an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation.
好好想想。
Brothers and sisters, think about this.
这是神要的。
This is what God wants.
神要他的教会成为永远的荣华。
God wants His church to become an everlasting pride.
神要他的教会成为累代的喜乐。
God wants His church to become a joy from generation to generation.
什么叫累代的喜乐呢，弟兄姊妹？
What does it mean to become an everlasting pride?
不但我们在主面前有蒙这样的恩典。
Which is not only that we have been blessed before God.
不但我们愿意这么样一天，我们愿意从老远从 Houston 开三个钟头车子过来，从这个 Austin 开一个多钟头的车子过来。
Which is not just that we want to drive 3 hours from Houston to gather here, or an hour from Austin to gather here.
我们来到这里。
When we come here.
是因为我们摸到了这耶和华。
Because we have touched Jehovah.
那摸到了这个荣华，摸到了这个 majesty.
We have touched the pride and the majesty.
那就是我们来到这边有心里有一个喜乐。
Therefore, our heart has this joy.
但是主的话说。
This is the word of the Lord.
不但你们要有喜乐。
Not only would you have joy.
你们的儿子女儿也要有喜乐。
Your sons and daughters will also have joy.
你不但你的儿子女儿要有喜乐。
Not only would your sons and daughters have joy.
他们的儿子女儿也是要有喜乐。
Their sons and daughters will have joy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是主里的喜乐。
This is the joy in the Lord.
这是耶和华，不但是耶和华所要的，而且是耶和华所一定要成就的。
This is not just what Jehovah desires. This is also what Jehovah says will surely be accomplished.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你回头看历史。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, look back to history.
人可以失败。
Men can fail.
但是主从来不失败。
However, the Lord will never fail.
人可以泄气。
Men can be despaired.
人可以放弃。
Men can give up.
但是耶和华主从来不泄气。
But the Lord Jehovah will never give up.
也从来不放弃。
And he would never be despaired.
可是弟兄姊妹，很可惜的是。
However, the poor, the deplorable thing is,
我们看见历史上很少人在乎耶和华的想法。
In the history of men, there have been very few people who desire what Jehovah desires.
他的百姓忙着自己的事去了。
His people are busy with their own things.
世界很重要。
The world is important.
财富很重要。
Wealth is important.
耶和华我又看不见，又摸不着。
I can't see, nor can I touch Jehovah.
所以对根本也没有想到我们的主要的是什么。
So I cannot even imagine what the Lord wants of me.
但是弟兄姊妹，
However, brothers and sisters,
你回头看，
look back.
历史上，
look back in history.
有些人是在乎的。
There are some people who did care.
有些人是在乎神想什么。
They did care about what God desired.
神感觉怎样？
How would God feel about this?
神要在我们中间得到什么？
What would God want to gain in our midst?
这些人在历史上有一群人，他们就叫做剩余之民。
So these people were referred to as the remnant in history.
以赛亚，
Isaiah.
在他给他的儿子取一个名字。
Isaiah named his son in this manner.
他叫做取个名字叫做施雅雅述。
Shear Jashub.
这个是在以赛亚书第七章。
This is found in Isaiah chapter 7.
什么叫做施雅雅述呢？
What does Shear Jashub mean?
施雅雅述在希伯来文中间说是余民要归回。
And in Hebrew, Shear Jashub means a remnant will return.
余民要归回。
A remnant will return.
所以以赛亚预见有一天，我们的百姓都成为余民了。
So Isaiah foresaw a day in the future where all our people would become a remnant.
没有家了。
They have no home.
耶路撒冷要灭了。
And the Jerusalem was in destruction.
犹大要灭了。
Judah was in destruction.
但是以赛亚说。
However, Isaiah said.
有一些余民。
There is some remnant.
少数的人。
It's a minority of people.
他们仍旧要归回。
They will still return.
归回哪里？
Where do they return to?
不是说只是归回到耶路撒冷。
It's not merely returning to Jerusalem.
他们是要归回到全能的神。
They will return to the mighty God.
这是以赛亚书第十章说的。
This is what is recorded in Isaiah chapter 10.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
是这些少数的人在乎。
These minority of people do care.
大部分人不在乎。
Most the majority of the people do not care.
所以这个是旧约的情形。
This is the condition of the Old Testament.
那新约的时候，
in the New Testament,
我们刚刚说过，
we said earlier,
主耶稣来
了。The Lord came.
是不是感谢主？
Thank the Lord.
你看，我们主耶稣来了之后啊，在最后他在世上的半年当中，
in the last half year when he was still on this earth,
他的负担呢，就是在他的教会。
His burden was on his church.
在马太福音十六章第一次他提到教会。
In Matthew 16, he mentioned his church the first time.
对，他说。在这个磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
He said that on this rock I will build my church.
这磐石是什么呢
？What is this rock？
磐石是彼得说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
This was because Peter said you are the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Yeah. 那然后说这个，他说我在磐石上要建造我的教会。
And then Jesus, the Lord said, I on this rock I will build my church.
那阴间的门不能胜过它。
And the gates of Hades shall not overpower it.
那然后呢，往下的半年呢，我们主呢的精神呢的想法，就是要基本上专注在这件事上。
And therefore, in the last six months, our Lord's concentration and His focus was on this matter.
在钉十字架前一天晚上
，The night before He was crucified,
他告诉他的门徒们几件事。
He told His disciples several things.
第一，他为他们洗脚。
First, the Lord washed their feet.
这个是在都是约翰福音十三章第到第十七章、十六章、十七章的事。
This was recorded in John 13 through 17.
第一，他给他们洗脚。
First, he washed their feet.
为什么呢？
Why?
他要叫他们知道要彼此相爱。
Because he wanted them to know that they need to love one another.
第二呢，他要让他们说你们不要忘记我。
Second, he wanted to tell them not to forget about him.
因为他知道我们都在肉身当中。
Because he knew that we all live in the flesh.
我们会忘记他的。
We would forget him.
但是他说你不要忘记我。
And he said, don't forget me.
所以他为在他们中间设立了饼杯。
And therefore he established a table before them.
这是我的身体。
This is my body.
是为你们舍的。
Broken for you.
你们要如此行，为了纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
这是我的血，为你们所流的。
This is my blood that I poured out for you.
是为你们所立的新约。
Which is the blood for the new covenant.
你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance of me.
这是第三件事情。
The third matter.
他，我们主，把圣灵介绍给他们。
The Lord introduced them to the Holy Spirit.
我要走了。
I am leaving.
但是我要给你们留下，我要父差遣他的圣灵。在你们中间
I will ask the Father to send His Holy Spirit into your midst.
我可以离开你，他是不会离开你。
I will leave you, but the Spirit will not leave you.
他要带你们进入一切的真理。
And the Spirit will lead you into all truth.
他要让你们想起我的话。
And He will make you remember all my words.
他要在你们的心中荣耀我。
And He will glorify me in your heart.
当然，同时第四件事呢，他告诉他说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And the fourth thing he told his disciples was that I am the vine, you are the branches.
Yeah, 你要住在我的里面。
Abide in me.
我也要住在你们的里面。
And I in you.
这样你们可以结果子。
Therefore you can bear fruit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看。
Dear brothers and sisters, look.
主在世上的最后一段日子。
In the last period of his life remaining on earth.
他的眼目就在他的教会。
The Lord's focus was on His church.
他要让他们知道，我走了，我以后离开你们，我升天之后，你们在世上，你们要怎么过
？He said that when I ascended to the heavenlies, how would you lead your life on this earth?
你们彼此要怎么对待
？How do you treat one another?
你没有力量的时候，你哪里来力量
？When you don't have strength, where would your strength come from?
你没有地方可以走的时候，你要躲在哪里
？When you have no place to go or hide, where would you hide?
这是我们主的心。
This is the desire of our Lord.
感谢主，我们主升天了。
We thank the Lord that He ascended.
圣灵从天上降下。
And the Holy Spirit descended.
把这120个单独的人聚成他的教会。
And the Spirit
聚成他的教会。
And the Spirit baptized 120 people unto His.
那我们就有使徒行传的故事。
Therefore, we have the story of the Book of Acts.
然后再三十年。
And then the following 30 years.
那我们就来到这个启示录的时候。
Then we come to the time of Revelation, the book of Revelation.
在新约的这段时间当中
in the New Testament time,
我们在使徒行传最后
toward the end of the book of Acts,
你可以看见说是使徒保罗说的，全小亚细亚都离开了我。
As Paul said, the entire Asia Minor has departed from me.
属灵的光景不是很好。
Their spiritual condition was not good.
但是我们的主呢，就一点没有放弃。
However, our Lord did not give up at all.
他的眼目一直是看着他的教会。
And his eyes were focused on his church.
那这段时间的当中，有一个字眼出现。
And during this time, there was this word that came up.
这个字眼叫做得胜者。
And this word is the overcomer.
所以弟兄姊妹，你仔细看。
Brothers and sisters, study carefully.
在新约里头所说的那个渔民。
The remnant in the Old Testament.
他们是少数人。
Those are a minority.
他们在乎神怎么感觉。
They cared about how the Lord feels.
到新约里面。
In the New Testament.
这些人叫得胜者。
These people are called the
overcomers. 他们不是从来不犯错的人。
It is not people who would never commit any fault.
他们常常犯错，像你我一样。
Just like us, they commit faults.
但是他们里面在乎神的感觉。
However, within them, they really care about how God feels.
他们在乎主耶稣怎么感觉。
They care about how the Lord Jesus feels.
所以他们在世上过一个不一样的生活。
Therefore, they lead a different life on this earth.
他们在教会中间有一个不一样的服事。
And they have a different service in the church.
到了这个启示录。
And then we get to the book of Revelation.
第二章、第三章。
Chapters 2 and 3.
主对每一个教会说。
The Lord said to every single church.
你必须要 overcome.
Overcome.
你必须要得胜。
And you must triumph and overcome.
一个最好的例子就是腓立比教会。
The best example is found in the church in Philadelphia.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我盼望弟兄姊妹摸到神里面的感觉。
I hope that you can touch the sense of God within.
那我们在地上聚集，我们在地上生活，我们需要知道他要的是什么。
as we gather and as we live on this earth, we need to know what He truly wants.
对，好了，那么关于这个爱这件事哈。
As far as the matter of love.
我想那个好了，那么主自己怎么说这个腓拉铁菲教会在它里面的价值？
How would the Lord describe the value of the church in Philadelphia in His eyes?
我们刚才说了，读的那一段经文里面，我们看到他说了这个大卫的钥匙，还有敞开的门。
Earlier we mentioned that he mentioned the key of David and the open door.
那当我们回头看马太福音十六章的时候
，And then we look back to chapter 16 in the
Gospel
of Matthew.
那这个钥匙和门呢，也在那里。
You can also find a key and a door in
Matthew 16. 我们看一下马太福音十六章，好吧。
So let's turn to Matthew 16.
这是第一次我们主耶稣说到，他说我要建立我的教会。
This is the first time when the Lord Jesus mentioned, I will build my church.
对，我要建立我的，建造我的教会。
I will build my church.
是吧？那这里，马太福音十六章第十八节。
Matthew 16:18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。阴间的权柄不能胜过他。原文说，阴间的门不能胜过他。
In Matthew 16:18, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overcome it. In the original text, the gates is referring to the door.
对，就是门。然后呢，说我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Furthermore, in verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
这弟兄姊妹，这给你的不是给彼得哈。不是给彼得这个人，彼得在这里是代表教会的。
The keys are not given to Peter individually. His accepting it to as a member.
所以主说，我在这里，我要把天国的钥匙给教会。
And therefore, the Lord is saying, I'm going to give the keys of the kingdom of heaven to the church.
那然后呢？他说呢？他说，凡你在地上所捆绑的，天上也要捆绑。
And then further on, the Lord said, and whatever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放，在天上也要释放。
And whatever you shall loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这句话很有意思。
This is a very interesting sentence.
这句话意思是什么呢
？What does it mean?
意思就是说，你们知道我在天上怎么想的。
You on earth know what I think in heaven.
就是我的想法、我的感觉、我的目的，你在地下你也知道。
Which is my thinking, my feeling, my goal on heaven. You know about them on earth.
我们这里说到是关于捆绑和释放。
Here we talk about being bound and being loosened.
当然，我们知道捆绑是捆绑的不好的。
We know that when we have to bind something, it is binding something that is bad.
释放是释放好的。
And when we want to loose something, it is to get loose of something that
is good. 那我们读我们的中文或者读很多的英文版本，比如说是钦定本哈。
If you read the Chinese translation and other English translations,
他好像是这么讲，好像说我在你们在地上所捆绑的，那我在天上也捆绑。
Those translations says whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
我以前呢、啊、是读这个的时候，我觉得哎呀，这个主真是把权柄给那个教会了。
So earlier I would say, oh, the Lord has really given His authority to the church.
他听我的。
He is listening to me.
我这里是捆绑呢，他在那里就捆绑。
So when whatever I bind here, he's binding up there.
我在这里释放呢，他在那里也释放。
Whatever I'm loosing here, he is loosing up there.
好像是他听我的。
It's as if he is listening to me.
可是弟兄姊妹，真是这样吗
？But is this really true, brothers?
想想也不合理啊。
Think about it. Is this reasonable?
那后来呢？我在读这个几个不一样的版本的时候，还读那个。我就发觉呢，不是这个意思。
Later on, I studied other versions of the translation, and I realized it was not this meaning.
它意思是什么呢
？So what do these mean?
意思是，这个是他们这个希腊的文的一个语法。那意思就是说，我在地上捆绑，你们在地上捆绑的，我在天上已经捆绑了。
So in the Greek syntax, what it means is that whatever you bind on earth shall have already been bound in heaven.
那你们在地上释放的，我在天上已经释放了。
Whatever you shall loose on earth shall have already been loosed in heaven.
那你若是要查英文版本，你要去看的 New American Standard.
You need to refer to the NASB.
我想听我们姊妹再读一次一段好不好？就是这个。
Okay, let's listen to this again. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
这个 shall have been 就是说我们在地上所捆绑的哈，那在天上你会发觉天上已经捆绑了。
So whatever you're binding on earth, you would have discovered that it has already been bound in heaven.
你在地上释放了，你发觉天上已经释放了。
Whatever you're losing up on earth, you discover it's already have been loosed in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这不是碰巧啊。
This is not a coincidence.
这每一次都是这样的。
Every time it is in this.
神给他的教对他的教会的要求就是这样。
This is the requirement that God has of His church.
你每次在地上捆绑的。
Every time the church binds on earth.
你要发觉在我的天上已经捆绑了。
You will discover that God has already bound in heaven.
基本是同时的事。
It's a simultaneous thing.
那基本上是那些教会啊，要知道我怎么想法。
Which means the church has to know what I think.
教会要知道我在天上怎么感觉。
The church needs to know how I feel in heaven.
教会要知道我在天上的目的是什么。
The church has to know what my purpose in heaven is.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是他这一句话的意思。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the meaning of this verse.
所以你看，我们主对教会的心意是什么
？So you can see the desire of God of His church here.
主对他教会的心意是，你要跟我同心。
Which is the Lord wants the church to be of the same heart with Him.
你要跟我有同一个感觉。
You have to have the same sense with me.
你要跟我有同一个目的。
You have to have the same purpose as me.
所以这是主对教会原初的目的。
This is the original desire that God had of His church.
好了那么多年过来。
So after all these years,
主没有看到这样的情形。
The Lord has not discovered a condition like
that. 来到腓拉铁菲。
When He got to Philadelphia,
主说
，The Lord said,
我把大卫的钥匙给了你。
I give you the key of David.
那我给你开了一个敞开的门。
And I have put before you an open door.
什么意思，弟兄姊妹
？What does it mean, brothers and sisters?
这就是主说。
This is the Lord saying.
主说我发觉一件事。
I discover this one thing.
你们跟我是同心的。
You, Philadelphia, and I have one heart.
你是跟我是同一个感觉的。
You and I have one sense.
你跟我是同一个目的的。
You and I have the same purpose.
你跟我是同一个命运的。
You and I have the same destiny.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是主所要的。
This is what God wants.
所以当他说，当然我们有的时候说，敞开的门是说传福音，大家都来。
So sometimes we refer to an open door as when you preach the gospel and everybody comes.
当然，我们要传福音是主的目的，感谢主。
Of course, and we thank the Lord that it is the purpose of God to preach the gospel.
可是这不是主全部的目的。
But this is not God's entire purpose.
主全部的目的是要我们在他的面前，让他心里满足。
God's entire purpose is to satisfy Him in His presence.
在人的面前为他做见证。
And that we can bear His testimony before men.
所以这是主的目的是广大的。
And therefore the Lord's purpose is vast.
所以这就是他说我给你们开一个敞开门，意思就是说他跟我们之间没有间隔。
This is why the Lord said to Philadelphia, I have put before you an open door, which means there is no gap of communication between the Lord and Philadelphia.
对，那另外一点。
On the other hand,
他说我要让撒旦来到你们面前向你们下拜。
I will make Satan bow down before you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我以前从来不明白是什么意思。
Dear brothers and sisters, I never realized before what this meant in the past.
我们新约的时代难道还要下拜吗
？In the New Testament time, do we still have to bow down?
可是后来我读到。
Later on, I read about this.
我知道这句话主在以前说过。
I know that the Lord has said this before.
也是在以赛亚书六十章。
Also in Isaiah chapter 16.
就在我们刚才读的那句话的前面。
And the verse was found in the verse that we just read.
我们看一下好不好
？Let's turn to it. Isaiah chapter 60.
他说呀，第十四节哈。
Verse 16.
素来苦待你的。他的子孙都必屈身来救你，藐视你的都要在你脚前下拜，他们要称颂你为耶和华的城，为以色列圣者的锡安。
Isaiah 60:14. And the sons of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel.
所以那里主说，那些藐视我的。
There, the Lord referred to people who despised him.
那些我的仇敌。
Those were my enemies.
那撒旦。
That Satan.
他就是不愿意让我的百姓，走好的路。
Satan was not willing to let my people to lead the right way.
他就是不愿意让我的百姓有我的见证。
Satan was not willing to have my people to bear my testimony.
但是我要让我的仇敌来向耶路撒冷下拜。
But I will make my enemies to bow down in Jerusalem.
换句话说，
In other words,
是谁得胜了？
Who has the victory?
是撒旦得胜吗？
Was Satan in victory?
还是神的仇敌得胜呢？
Or was the enemy of God
in
victory? Or God
in
victory? It's God who has the victory.
就是这个意思。
This is what it means here.
这里来到腓拉铁非。
So here we turn back to Philadelphia.
主说。
The Lord said.
这些撒旦，就是说我的仇敌啊，要来，要向你们下拜。
Satan, which is my enemy, will come and bow down at your
feet. 那意思是什么呢？
What does it mean?
意思是说我要在你们的身上夸胜。
I will boast my victory in you.
别的地方或者我找不到。
In other places, I may not be able to find it.
但是这里你们在你们中间。
But in your midst.
你们中间实在是彰显我的心意和我的荣耀。
You truly manifest my heart's desire and my glory.
所以要让我的仇敌来在你的面前向你们下拜。
Therefore, I will make my enemy to bow down before you.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers.
这是何等可贵的事情。
This is such a honorable thing.
神可以找到一群人。
God can locate a group of people.
然后指着这群人向他的仇敌说：“你看他们。”
And point to those people before his enemy.
你们说我的智慧不能够成就。
You said that my wisdom cannot accomplish.
你们说我的心意不能够成就。
You say my desire cannot be accomplished.
你们说我的心意太不实际了。
You say that my desire is too unrealistic.
你们说我的想法，我的心意，在人觉得是太空洞了。
And you say that my desire and my expectations are too vague in men's eyes.
不可能的，不可能的。
It is impossible.
好，你们来看这些人。
Look, but come look at these people.
他们就是这样。
They are exactly like this.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
这群人是主的见证。
These people are the testimony of the Lord.
这群人让主可以向他的仇敌说：“你们看这些人。”
These people can enable the Lord to say to his enemy, "Look at these people."
所以，弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
这是腓拉铁非的神面前的价值。
This is the value of Philadelphia before God.
那这里主说：“他说我已经爱你们了，我要告诉他们我已经爱你们了。”
And the Lord wants to tell them, his enemy, that I have already loved you.
弟兄姊妹啊。
Brothers and sisters.
要主说我已经爱你们，这不是一件容易的事。
It is not easy for the Lord to say, I have loved you.
不见，人家不一定接受的。
Because the recipient may not receive the love.
我们现在小孩啊，到外面去念这个高中，念大学。
And we have these kids who go out of state for high school and college.
我大家都有这个经验。
We all have this experience.
你打电话找他找不到的。
You try to call him, you can't find your kid.
你到时候没办法，现在学会打那个 text， 他还说不定可以给你回一个 text。
So finally, you learn how to text, and maybe he'll text you back.
你要是跟他讲，你说儿啊，女儿啊，爸爸爱你，妈妈爱你。
If you want to say to them, son, daughter. Daddy or mommy loves you.
我早知道了。
And they say, I already know.
我现在太忙了。
I'm too busy.
我暑假回来再说。
I will talk about this when I come home in the summer.
是不是？这是你所爱的人。
This is somebody you love.
那个时候。
But at that time.
主若是想跟腓拉铁，想跟那个以弗所的教会说，我已经爱了你。
But if the Lord wants to say to the church in Ephesus that I have loved you.
以弗所教会可能并不很稀罕。
The church in Ephesus does not marvel at this.
以弗所教会啊，什么都好。
The church in Ephesus is good at everything.
什么工作都有。
They have all the works.
主说我知道你们的行为。
The Lord says I know your deeds.
我知道你们的工作。
I know your work.
我知道你的劳苦，我知道你的忍耐。
I know your toil and perseverance.
可是我知道，我看到有一件事。
But I see this.
你们离弃了起初的爱。
You have left your first love.
所以主若是要跟他们说。 以弗所啊，我已经爱了你啊。以弗所可能不稀罕。
Therefore, if the Lord wanted to tell the church in Ephesus, I have loved you, the church in Ephesus would not marvel at it.
沙迪的教会。
Look about the, what about the church in Sardis?
看名字。就名说名字说是是是是是活的，其实是死的。
They have a name that is alive, but indeed they are dead.
他们把当初如何领受的已经忘掉了。
They already forgot about what they have learned in the beginning.
How they have learned.
How they have learned.
对，他们当初是当主的生命来到他们里面的时候，他们心里何等喜乐。
When the life of the Lord came into their hearts were so joyful.
当圣灵来到他们里面的时候，他们多么的顺服。
When the Spirit came into their hearts, they were so obedient.
现在都没有了。
Now, none.
所以主若是说跟他们说，说是我已经爱了你们，他们不一定稀罕的。
If the Lord said to them, the church in Sardis, I have loved you, they may not even marvel at it.
所以主说你要悔改。
Therefore, the Lord said, you have to repent.
这个老底家的教会。
What about Laodicea?
他们觉得自己很富足。
They feel that they're very wealthy.
什么都不缺。
They have lack of nothing.
我们中间一无所缺。
We have lack of nothing.
他们把主已经关在门外。
They have shut the Lord outside the door.
主要是要想跟他们说我已经爱你，也没有机会。
Even though the Lord wanted to say I have loved you, the Lord has no opportunity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
这里有个教会。
Here there's a church.
叫做腓拉铁腓。
Which is called the Philadelphia.
他们只有少数人。
It's only a minority.
但是主可以跟他说我已经爱了你们。
However, the Lord can say, I have loved you.
他们可以听得进去。
Because they could actually hear it.
不但他们可以听得进去。
Not only could they receive these words.
他们可以让这件事情，让主的爱在他们中间运行。
They could also enable the love of God to be set in motion in their midst.
在他们中间有地位，有余地。
And the love of the Lord has a position in their heart, and it also holds a power.
我们知道这个主说我已经爱了你们，这个他的爱呢是很多地方都是同样的，叫做 agape, 就是神的爱。
So when the Lord says, "I have loved you here," this love is the word is agape.
对，当这个神的爱到他们里面的时候
，when the love of God came into them,
他们就可以用神的爱彼此相爱。
They could use the love of God to love one another.
你知道腓拉铁腓这个字在圣经里面这个地方，从表面上看起来是一个地名。
In just looking at the name Philadelphia is the name of a place.
你不能够说只是因为他们叫做腓拉铁腓，那他们一定是一个彼此相爱的一个弟兄姊妹。
You cannot say that because the name of the place is Philadelphia, then they have brotherly love.
若是的话，你现在到 Philadelphia 去，费城去。大家都是彼此相爱。
If this were really so, then you go to the Philadelphia in the U.S. then you could love one another.
不是这个意思。
It's not this.
你要从整个腓拉铁腓的故事看。
You have to look at the entire story of Philadelphia.
你看主说。
You look at see how the Lord says.
你们跟我同心的。
You are have the same heart as me.
你看主跟仇敌说，你们看他，你就知道他们是我的样子。
And you see how the Lord said to his enemy, "Look at them, and they're like me."
所以你看整个这一段腓拉铁腓的故事。
And you have to look at the entire history of Philadelphia.
又发觉是神的爱 agape.
And you notice agape, God's love.
在他们中间
was in their midst.
运行
And it was being set in motion.
他们没有抵挡
They did not oppose it.
出来的就是 Philadelphia. 出来的就是弟兄相爱
So the outcome was brotherly love.
你没有若是不从主的爱开始，不从 agape 开始
If you do not start with the love of God.Agape love.
你不可能有真正的 Philadelphia.
You cannot have the true Philadelphia, brotherly love.
你让主的爱进来。
So you enable the love of God to come in.
让主的爱在我们中间有地位。
And you enable the love of God to have a position.
让主的爱在我们中间换掉我们自己的爱。
And you allow the love of God to change out your own love.
然后你发觉。
Then you discover.
你可以跟你左边的弟兄，你可以跟你右边的姊妹相爱。
You can love the brother in your left and your sister on your right.
弟兄姊妹
Run sisters.
林前十三章
First Corinthians 13.
我们都很熟悉的
We're all very familiar.
可是弟兄姊妹
Like
brothers
and sisters.
你要在世人当中啊我以前参加过一个婚礼
In the world, I've attended a wedding.
这个牧师呢就讲了这个林前十三章
So the pastor quoted 1 Corinthians 13.
婚礼完了之后
After the wedding,
没有一个人提这件事。
Nobody else mentioned this again.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为灵前十三章是做不到的。
Because it is impossible to act out 1 Corinthians 13.
那既然在我们基督徒当中也是一样。
Likewise, among us Christians.
我们都是觉得灵前十三章说得多好。
We say that, okay, 1 Corinthians 13 is very good.
可是我们总觉得灵前十三章和我们有个距离。
However, we always feel that there's a distance between 1 Corinthians 13 and us.
当我们看灵前十三章的时候，
As we study 1 Corinthians 13,
你可以把它分成几个段。
You can separate them into several paragraphs.
你就发觉一件事。
And you discover this one thing.
你就是从神的爱开始。
You start with the love of God.
你就会慢慢发觉这个灵前十三章 really makes sense.
And you find out that 1 Corinthians 13 really makes sense.
对，实在是真的。
It's really true.
不但是真的，行得出来。
Not only is it true, it can be actionable.
不但行得出来，而且呢，你会发觉在弟兄之间的确可以有 agape。
And not only is it actionable, but also among brethren, you can truly have agape love.
我以前读林前十三章的时候，我没有想到它是有前后文的。
Before when I studied 1 Corinthians 13, I never understand the context.
我总是想从我自己的观点来懂得什么叫做林前十三章。
I was trying to understand 1 Corinthians 13 from my own perspective.
那总觉得林前十三章很遥远。
And so I feel that 1 Corinthians 13 is so far away from me.
可是弟兄姊妹，
However, brothers and sisters,
你若是从主的爱那个源流这样源头这样来看。
If you look from the perspective of the source,
你想想
the love of God.
对，你再想想看，灵前十三章的目的是干嘛？
So you think about what is the purpose of 1 Corinthians 13.
你就觉得灵前十三章非常切身的。
You can know that 1 Corinthians 13 indeed is very applicable to.
我们主耶稣曾经说过一句话。
Our Lord Jesus has said this.
主说啊，这是在约翰福音15章说的。
This is John 15.
他把这个 agape 这个神的爱这件事情啊，是看作好像是看了一个东西，一个宝贝。
It is like you look at the love of God as a treasure.
那这个东西呢，是从父神给他的。
And this thing, this treasure, is given by the Father to the Son.
对，然后从我们的主耶稣给我们的。
And then from the Lord Jesus, it was given to us.
那他要我们呢，用着这个东西呢，彼此相爱。
And the Lord wanted us to use this thing to love one another.
所以这个约翰福音十五章有一句话。
Therefore, in John 15, there's this verse.
他说：“父怎样爱我
，As the Father has loved me.
对，那我也怎么爱你们
？I will love you.
这个是看看哈、哦，这个是啊。约翰福音十五章第九节。
This is John 15:9.
对，父怎么爱我，我也怎么爱你们。
Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you.
那几节之后呢？十二节他说呀。
After a few verses in verse 12 it says.
像我怎么爱你们一样。
Just as I have loved you.
你们要彼此相爱。
You love one another.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看到好像一个球一样，这个球是从父亲给他的儿子的。
So this is like a ball that is passed from the father to his son.
那他这个儿子呢，又拿来给我们。
And then the son gave it to us.
他要叫我们用这个呢，彼此相爱。
And he wants us to use this to love one another.
好，这是一件。
This is the first matter.
另外一件呢，
一句话。The second matter is.
是使徒保罗说的。
This is what the apostle Paul said.
是基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loved the church and gave up his life for the church.
这个是以弗所书第五章所说的话。
This is from Ephesians 5.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这两句话里面，
from these two passages in the
Bible, 你就找到了灵前十三章的源头。
You can find the source of 1 Corinthians 13.
好，当我们来到灵前十三章的时候，
when we come to 1 Corinthians 13,
第前面的三节啊。我们看一下好吧，林前，我可以翻到林前十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13.
有没有人没有读过林前十三章的
？Is anyone who hasn't read 1 Corinthians 13?
我想没有，大家读过哈。
I doubt it.
我想大家都读过林前十三章，所以你看到翻到林前十三章的时候。
So when you turn to 1 Corinthians 13.
那前面三节哈，我若是能说方言。说爱有天使的话，没有爱，像鸣的锣响的吧。
Verse 1, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
那第二节说了，我是能有先知讲道的呢。
In verse 2, it talks about if I have the gift of prophecy.
那第三节呢，说到我呢，把我所有的都捐出来给穷人。
And the verse 3 talks about I give all my possessions to feed the poor.
是弟兄怎么样？这三件事是了不起的事。
These three things are marvelous things.
但是他说呢，使徒保罗说这一点用都没有。
However, the apostle Paul says this is worthless.
是不是这很奇怪的事啊？这三件事为什么一点用都没有呢
？Why would these three things not have any worth?
我以前呢、啊、读这个我读不懂的。
Before I couldn't understand these three.
我说这个先知讲到，你说他这个。没用啊。
How can you say it is worthless to have the gift of prophecy?
他说：“先知讲到你没有爱的话是没用的。”
But what he says is, if you have the gift of prophecy and do not have love,
什么叫做没用呢？对谁没用呢
？What is it worthless to?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
主的眼光看在教会。
The Lord is his eyes are focused on the church.
对教会没用。
It is worthless to the church.
对基督的生命没用。
It is worthless to the life of Christ.
对基督的生命在教会中间的成长没用。
It is worthless to the growth of the life of Christ in the church.
能够说万人的方言，天使的话。
If you can speak the tongues of men and angels.
就这个本身，对教会的属灵生命的成长没用。
In and of itself, this matter alone is worthless to the growth of the life of Christ.
你可以把你所有的都奉献出来。
You can offer up all that you.
你也可以热心。
And you can be zealous.
你可以焚烧。
And you can burn up.
就这个没有爱，没用。
But by themselves, and yet you do not have love. It is worthless.
什么是没用呢？
Why is this worthless?
对基督身体的成长没用。
It is worthless to the growing up of the body of Christ.
好，那么弟兄姊妹，你知道灵前十二章哈？灵前十二章是说到那个各样的那个神所赐的恩赐的教会里面。
You notice that in 1 Corinthians 12 it talks about different spiritual gifts.
你可以做使徒，你可以有使徒，你可以有先知，可以有教师。
Apostles, prophets, teachers.
那可是呢，那个可是呢。所以这个是讲到在教会中间的恩赐。
This refers to the gifts in the church.
那灵前十四章呢
？And what about 1 Corinthians?
是说到这些恩赐在教会中间的运用，我们怎么样聚会
？And it talks about how these gifts can be applied in the church, how we assemble together.
所以灵前十三章夹在十二章和十四章中间呢
？So 1 Corinthians 13 being in the middle between 12 and 14.
他这个爱呢？是说的爱在教会中间的运用。
It is talking about the love of God being applied in the church.
你仔细看这个字眼，这个字眼叫做 agape.
If you study the words closely, it is the agape.
神的爱在教会中间的运用。
It is how the love of God is being applied in the church.
对，那么灵前十二章他说了很多的恩赐，可最后一句话他说你们要求的是更大的恩赐，更妙的道。
First Corinthians 12 mentioned many, many gifts, but at the very end it says that the eagerly desire the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
更这个 excellent way 就是那个爱，就是神的爱。
And this more excellent way is the way of the agape.
所以当你读灵前十三章的时候，你会发觉啊，它这个主词啊，比如说凡事包容，凡事相信。
So when you read First Corinthians 13, the key point.For instance, bear all things, believe all things.
那你说好了，这个意思说爱呢是凡事包容，凡事相信。
So you would say, okay, love bears all things, love believes all things.
那可是你仔细读这个时候，你发觉呢，这个你知道吗？一件事情不能包容别人的，一件事情一个 a thing 不能够 think， 不能够相信的。
Right.
一件事情它不能盼望的，一件事情不能忍耐的。
So, but if you think about it more carefully, a thing cannot bear all things. A thing cannot believe all things. A thing cannot hope all things, endure all things.
只有一个人，那个人可以相信，
only,
人可以盼望，人可以忍耐。
Only a person can bear and believe and hope and endure.
恒久忍耐。
Love is suffering long.
不是一个东西可以人恒久忍耐。
It is not a thing that can suffer long.
也不是一个观念可以是恒久忍耐。
It is not a concept that can suffer long.
只有一个人可以很久忍耐。
Only a person can suffer long.
所以当使徒保罗写林前十三章的时候
，So when the apostle Paul wrote First Corinthians 13,
当他说到爱的时候
，When he mentioned love,
他脑子里头想到的是一个人。
He constantly thought about one person.
这个人是谁呢
？Who is this person?
这个人就是耶稣。
This person is Jesus.
这个人就是基督。
This person is Christ.
所以你若是把那个爱呀，林前十三章那个爱，你换成主耶稣的话。
If you turn the word love into the word the Lord Jesus,
那你是所有的都更清楚了。
So everything is clear.
好，我们刚才说了前三节啊。
We said that the first three verses.
我们若是不从这个，就是主他的教会的生命成长的角度来看，你是看不懂的。
If you do not look at it from the growth of the life of Christ in the church, you cannot understand these first three verses.
但是你从这个角度看 ，it makes sense.
But from the other perspective I mentioned, it all makes sense.
我说是有先知讲道之能。
For instance, a gift of prophecy.
我说是能够行义呢。
To be righteous.
我说是把所有的都奉献。
I give all my possessions.
但是我里面没有那个神的爱。
But I do not have the love of God.
这一切都是空的。
It profits me nothing.
使徒保罗说过一句话。
The apostle Paul said this.
我浇灌。
I
watered. 我栽种。
I planted.
亚波罗浇灌。
Apollos watered.
只有神叫他生长。
But only God was causing the growth.
所以若是不是爱。
So if it not for love.
只是先知讲道。
If it's just.
只是行义能。
If it's just the tongues of men and of angels, and it's doing righteous deeds and giving all possessions. There's nothing to help in the growth of the life of Christ.So these are the first three verses.
那然后呢？第四节，好，第四节。
From verse four onward.
他讲的爱是很有忍耐，又有恩慈。
Love is suffering long. Love is kind.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道。
We all know.
我们的爱是有限。
Our love is limited.
你的很久忍耐，可以忍耐一天两天。
Your suffering long can only last a day or two.
第三天就没了。
It disappeared in a
first day. 你若是所谓的修养好一点
，If you have better morals,
一个礼拜
，maybe a week.
然后呢，你可能看见面的时候，他笑嘻嘻的
，and then you may meet the person and you may have a smile.
心里已经不舒服了。
However, your heart is in turmoil.
再一个礼拜
，and then the next week,
脸上也笑不出来。
You couldn't even afford the laugh.
很久忍耐不是你我可以做的事。
So suffering long is not what you nor I can do.
所以只有他的爱是很有忍耐。
Only his love is suffering long.
那么，没声音了是不是？哦、oh. ，OK， 现在听到听不到 ？OK， 谢谢 ，Thank you。那么，弟兄姊妹，你仔细看哈，忍耐和恩慈啊。
If you look closely, suffering long and kindness.
听起来是不是好像听过
了 ？Do you notice you've heard these verses before?
你知道在什么地方出现过吗
？Where has it appeared before?
圣灵有九个果子。
There are nine fruits of the Spirit.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians 5.
仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness.
忍耐，恩慈，良善。
Patience, kindness, goodness.
下面三个自己去背哈。
Then the last three you can figure out.
要紧的事情，这个忍耐和恩慈啊，都是圣灵的果子。
Patience, suffering long, and kindness are all.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
我们的忍耐和恩慈是有限的。
Our suffering long and patience is.
真正让我们有一个长期的忍耐和恩慈，是圣灵的果子。
It is the fruit of the Spirit that enabled us to be suffering long.
所以我们感谢我们的主。
Therefore, we thank the Lord.
当他要离开世上的时候
，As he was about to leave the earth,
他说我要差遣，我要叫我的父差遣保惠师，他与你们同在，绝对不离开你们。
And he said that I will ask my Father to send the Helper, and he will never depart from you.
对，永远不离开你。
He will never depart from you.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
若是我们尊重这一位圣灵的话。
If we revere this Holy Spirit,
若是我们喜欢他给我们的忍耐过于我们自己的忍耐
，If we want, if we desire His suffering long more than our own suffering,
我们就有一个从圣灵来的忍耐
Then we have this long suffering from the Holy Spirit.
对，这样的忍耐呢，就是很久的。
And this kind of patience will last a long
time. 那英文里面是说的 suffer, love, suffers long. 就是说爱呢是要我们长久受苦的。
And so which means that you will be suffering for a long time.
弟兄姊妹，你我没有这个。
You and I don't have this.
但是圣灵可以给我们。
But the Holy Spirit can give you that.
这是圣灵的果子。
This is the fruit of the Spirit.
所以这是第二段，这是这个十三章里面，你把它剖开的话是第二段。
This is the second passage.
就是从圣灵那里给我们，让我们可以忍耐，可以有恩慈。
Which is that we can get from the Spirit the long suffering and the kindness.
那这十三章第三段呢？有这些东西，不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做爱害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And then the third passage is found that not being jealous, not bragging, not arrogant, not acting uncommonly, not seeking its own, not provoked, not taking into account the wrong suffered.
这弟兄姊妹，我们没有时间细看啊，可是你看这几件事啊，你发觉里头有个共同的东西。
We don't have time to study it closely, but there's one common theme.
当然，第一个他都说不不不不不。
Of course, it's not this, not this, not that.
他把这些个都给我们否定掉。
These things that are not supposed to be there.
你若是爱这些东西，你就不能够有神的爱。
If you love these things, you will not have the love of God.
你若是爱这些东西，你不能爱弟兄姊妹。
If you love these things, you cannot love your brothers.
这些东西有个共同的点在里面。
And these things have a common theme.
这共同的点就是我。
And this common theme is me.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
嫉妒是什么意思？
What does it mean to be jealous?
嫉妒是你比我好。
Jealousy means you're better than me.
我不高兴。
I'm not happy.
那么什么叫做不自夸呢？
What does it mean to not brag?
不自夸就是你再说你怎么好。
It wishes to say you are so good.
你不要忘记我有我的好。
But you don't remember that I also am good.
我今天讲完一篇道。
Today I have preached a sermon.
没有一个弟兄姊妹跟我说好。
Nobody says I made a good sermon.
我心里好苦啊。
I am bitter within.
这里说都是自己，爱是不自夸。
This is all yourself. It is not bragging. Love is not bragging.
不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Love is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
主早就告诉我们了。
The Lord has already told us.
你们要跟随我的话
，If you want to follow me，
要舍己
，Deny yourself，
背起自己的十字架
，Pick up your cross，
来跟随我。
And follow me.
什么叫舍己呢？
What does it mean to deny yourself?
听我们姊妹说，否认自己。
Deny yourself.
所以在主的面前。
So before the Lord.
在他的家中。
In his house.
在弟兄姊妹的当中。
In the midst of brothers and sisters.
需要常常记得这件事。
Constantly remember this.
没有什么比有个东西给我们更大的拦阻。
There's no other thing that causes more hindrance than this one thing.
造成最大的拦阻就是我们的自己。
We ourselves cause the biggest hindrance.
所以保罗说
Therefore Paul says
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我
It is no longer I who
乃是基督在我里面活着
But Christ who lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架
I have been crucified with
我这个人是弟兄姊妹中间的拦阻
I am the hindrance with the brothers.
我这个人是教会的拦阻。
I am a hindrance with the church.
我这个人是神旨意的拦阻。
I am a hindrance to the will of God.
但是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
However, I have been crucified with
Christ. 现在活在我里面的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
基督是跟圣灵没有不作对的。
The Holy Spirit would not oppose Christ.
那基督。是在里面有爱的
And in Christ there is love.
所以这几句话这是第三段的这是我是这么看的十三章第三段这句话都是针对着我们自己
So all these three passages in 1 Corinthians 13 they are all pointing to ourselves
那最后一段呢是关于我们怎么看弟兄姊妹
The last passage talks about how we view brothers and sisters
第六节说不喜欢不义只喜欢真理
Verse 6 does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth.
这句话哈，我以前也是不懂啊。
Before I couldn't understand this.
爱跟义义与不义有什么关系呢
？What has love to do with unrighteousness or righteousness？
十多年以前，我开始有第一个孙子。
Many years ago, I had my first grandson.
我跟我那个同事讲，我说有个孙子。
I told my colleague, I have a grandson.
哦，那同事说，那现在真好。
My colleague said, "This is good."
把你的孙子带了家来跟他玩。
Bring your grandson home and play with him.
玩完了，把他送回去。
After you've done playing with him,
是他爸爸妈妈的事。
Give it back to his parents.
我们最近啊，有一些弟兄姊妹从宁波过来，有两家弟兄姊妹从宁波过来。
We have two families in our fellowship who came from Ningbo, China.
小孩好皮啊。
And the children were very naughty.
妈妈说。
And the mom said.
我们在家呀，都是爷爷奶奶带的。
Because at home it's the grandpa and the grandma who's taking care of our children.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理这件事。爱跟这个不义呢有什么关系呢
so verse 6 does not rejoice in unrighteousness but rejoice with the truth what has love to do with
神的爱有一个目的的
because the love of God has a purpose
神的爱要我们成为公义的人
because the love of God wants us to become a righteous person
弟兄姊妹公义不是可怕的事情
righteousness is not a horrendous thing
公义是神的性情
righteousness is a divine nature.
公义是主耶稣来要带给我们的。
Righteousness is something that the Lord Jesus would.
主耶稣跟那个行淫的妇人说。
The Lord Jesus said to the adulterous woman.
我也不定你的罪。
I do not condemn you either.
你走。
Go.
可是不要再犯罪。
But sin no more.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
神的爱有一个目的。
There's a purpose in the love of God.
要我们公义像他。
He wants us to be righteous.
要我们爱公义像他。
He wants us to love righteousness.
所以这里说
he loves righteousness.
不喜欢公义，只喜欢不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Therefore, in verse 6 it says, "Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth."
我四周围有弟兄有姊妹。
You think about you have brothers and sisters.
他好久没来聚会了。
They haven't come to the meetings in a while.
那这个生活行为又不像样子。
And their behavior and their lives are not in good condition.
我巴不得他不来了。
Maybe I would rather have them not show up.Then it's easier for us.
可是弟兄姊妹
However, brothers and sisters,
什么叫做神的爱
What is the love of God?
什么叫做弟兄姊妹的爱
What is brotherly love?
弟兄姊妹的爱是弟兄的爱是你要说我愿意看见我的弟兄回来
The brotherly love says that I desire to see my brother return.
我愿意看见我的弟兄从不义回到义的里面
I desire for my brother to turn from unrighteousness to righteousness.
我愿意为他受苦。
I desire for to suffer for my brothers.
好了，那么下去，凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
Then you go on, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
我常常觉得使徒保罗写字写得太绝了，用话用得太绝对了。
A lot of times I felt that before the Apostle Paul used a diction that is too absolute, black and white.
凡事包容
bears all things.
你知道，这个我可以包容一件事、一个人的，包容一次、两次、三次、四次、五次、六次、七次。
I can bear a thing or a person once, twice, all the time to seven times.
然后怎么办
？And then what do I do?
我还能包容他吗
？Can I keep bearing him?
不能啊。
No, you cannot.
使徒保罗用话呢，用的太绝对了。
So the Apostle Paul used words that are too absolute.
帖撒罗尼迦书里面他用了一句话。
In Thessalonians he said this.
那是前书第五章。
In 1 Thessalonians 5.
凡事谢恩。
In all things give thanks.
我第一次懂得这句话的时候。
When I first heard about this.
是我想到，我怎么可能凡事谢恩呢？
First, I pay attention to this. Is how could I ever in everything give?
昨天我在家里才跟我妻子吵架。
Yesterday, I was arguing with my wife.
对不对？哎，我昨天在会所里面，一个弟兄还得罪我。
Yesterday there was a brother who offended me.
主啊，这是恩典吗
？Is this really grace?
我可以跟你谢恩吗
？Can I give thanks for this?
我得到好处，我跟你谢恩呢、啊、
？If I have some benefits, then
我不得到好处，我跟你谢什么恩呢、啊、
？If I don't get any benefit, what thanks do I offer up? But however, the apostle Paul says, in everything give thanks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须要懂得凡事的时候，我们才懂得什么叫做谢恩。
When we know in everything give thanks, then we know.How to give thanks.
你知道，使徒保罗怎么可能说凡事包容的
Do you know how the Apostle Paul can say bear all things?
他回头看他自己的历史。
He looked at his own history.
他以前是弃绝，他是要服侍神的。
He wanted to serve God.
但是他不喜欢这位拿撒勒人耶稣。
But he did not like this Jesus of Nazareth.
他觉得他是在犹太教看来是骗子。
He think that that was a fake in Judaism.
他要把他的名字从世上，从世界上给他铲掉。
So Paul wanted to remove the name of Jesus from the
earth. 然后来了一个斯提凡。
And then there's the Stephen.
他自己在里面听到。
He was listening to the word.
他听了之后，耳朵里面觉得扎心。
And then after Paul heard these words, his heart was pierced.
实在不喜欢。
He truly did not like these words.
他是一个不值得活的人。
This is somebody who is not worth living.
所以大家说用石头打死他。
Oh, so everybody says stone Stephen.
这个使徒保罗也说用石头打死他。
And even the apostle Paul says stone Stephen.
但是斯蒂凡说的话，他一句没有漏掉。
However, Paul did not miss out one single word that Stephen uttered.
全听进去了。
He has heard everything.
受不了。
He couldn't stand it.
不喜欢。
He did not like these words.
可是他都记得。
However, he remembered every single word.
然后
after that,
这些信奉那道的人。
The people who believe in the way.
他要把他们捉拿到耶路撒冷。
Paul wanted to capture those people and bring them to Jerusalem.
他要把他们都交到公会里面去。
He wanted to bring all these people to the synagogue.
他要把耶稣的名从世上给他铲掉。
Paul wanted to remove every single mention of the name.
他是从来不需要爱的人。
Paul is someone who never needed love.
在犹太教里面，他说话就算话。
In Judaism, what he said goes.
没有一个人像他那么年轻。
Nobody was as young as he was.
但是那么样杰出。
But he was such a perfect person.
他不需要爱的。
He did not need love.
但是那一天，
However, on that day,
大马士的路上，
on the way to Damascus,
主遇见他。
The Lord met him.
是保罗，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?
你知道你逼迫我的这些仆人，你就是在逼迫我。
When you're persecuting my servants, you're persecuting me.
你用脚踢刺是难的。
It is hard for you to kick the goat.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
扫罗醒过来了。
Paul rose from his dream.
这一位我所要铲掉的神。
This one whom I want to demolish.
他动一个小指目我就没有了。
He moved his little tiny finger and I'm gone.
但是他还要问我，我为什么要逼迫他。
And then he asked me why I would persecute him.
然后三天瞎子。
And then he became a blind person for 3 days.
然后有一个弟兄来找他。
And then a brother came to see Paul.
是他要逼迫的人中当中的一个。
It was one of the person Paul was persecuting.
他说。
And he said.
他说兄弟扫罗。
Brother Saul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters. 这个是他受不了的事。
Paul could not bear this.
他从来不爱这些人。
He never loved these people.
但是这些人爱他像弟兄一样。
However, these people love Paul like they love their brothers. Therefore, brothers,
当他说凡事包容，什么意思？
What does Paul said when he said bears all things?
耶稣就是这么包容他的。
The Lord Jesus has borne him.
那些信奉那道的人就是这样包容他。
The people who believe in the way has borne him.
什么叫做凡事相信呢？
What does it mean to believe?
像他这样的人还有盼望吗？
Can you have any hope in a person like that?
那一位拿撒勒人耶稣，升天的主，就是这么相信他。
However, the Lord Jesus from Nazareth, the ascended Christ, he believed in Paul.
相信他有一天会转过来。
The Lord believed that one day Paul would turn around.
盼望。
And therefore the Lord hopes.
像他这样不真正认识神的人。
Someone like Paul who do not truly know God.
还有盼望吗？
Do you have hope?
但是我们的主耶稣，
our Lord Jesus.
对他有无限的盼望。
Has limited, unlimited hope.
这些他所迫害的基督徒。
And these Christians whom Paul was persecuting had hope in Paul.
忍耐更不用说了。
And not to mention endures all things.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters.
这是神的爱，怎么样在我们人的里面运行？
This is the love of God set in motion in men.
好让我们知道真正的怎么样可以爱弟兄。
So that we can truly know how to love our brothers.
所以我们感谢我们的主。
Therefore, we thank our Lord.
最后一句话。
Finally.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们为我们弟兄祷告。
We pray for our brothers and sisters.
我们为一位弟兄姊妹祷告。
We can pray for our sister.
一个礼拜就没气了。
We are a little tired after a week.
就放弃了。
And we give up after a week.
他还是老样子。
Because the person is still the same.
但是主的爱说。
But the love of God says, love never fails.
创世纪最后有个故事。
At the end of Genesis, there's a story.
这个约瑟被卖到埃及去了。
Joseph was sold to the land of Egypt.
几年以后啊。
After a few years,
是约瑟做了宰相。
Joseph became the prime minister.
他的哥哥他们呢，去埃及那里要找粮食。
And his older brothers went to Egypt to look for food.
以为他已经死了。
They thought Joseph was dead.
他没死。
Joseph was not dead.
见面你认不出来。
And the brothers couldn't recognize him when they saw him.
可是约瑟都认得出来。
However, Joseph recognized them.
所以呢，放他们回去之后啊。
So therefore, Joseph released them.
就约瑟跟他们讲说，你把你小弟带来。
So Joseph said to them, bring your youngest brother here.
你把小弟带来。
Bring your youngest brother.
那他小弟呢，是他爸爸最喜欢的。
This youngest brother is the one whom his father loved the most.
所以这十个兄弟回去跟他爸爸讲，说是你要把小弟送来，要不然小弟不送来的话，我们再没有粮食吃了。
So these ten older brothers went back to their father and say, we have to bring our youngest brother there, otherwise we won't have food to eat.
这爸爸说，他说我有一个儿子已经给狼吃了。
There was one. I have one son that has been eaten by wolves.
这个最小的时候最喜欢的。
And this is the youngest one whom I love.
我若是没有他，我的命就没有了。
If my son dies, I perish.
有一个哥哥叫做犹大。
And he had a brother called Judah.
犹大说：“爸爸。”
Judah said, "Father."
他说：“让弟弟去。”
Let this younger brother go.
若是我弟弟有什么事的话
if anything befalls my brother,
你在我的儿子身上，我有两个儿子，你在我的儿子身上算账。
You can take life of my two own.
你在我的身上算账。
You can find take my life.
把这小弟便雅悯带到那个埃及去了。
So take the youngest brother Benjamin to the land of Egypt.
这个约瑟就是这个埃及的宰相。
Joseph, the prime minister of Egypt.
他说我要把这弟弟，把你弟弟留在这儿。
I want to keep this brother here.
犹大怎么说
？What did Judah say?
他说你不能留我弟弟在这里。
You cannot keep my brother here.
因为对我爸爸来说，我这个小弟死了，小弟不在他身边，他就没命了。
Because if my youngest brother is not near him, then my father will perish.
这样，我让我来做你的奴隶。
Let me be your slave.
你让我弟弟回去。
Let my brother go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是一个很简单的故事。
This is a very simple story.
可是这个。就是要像我们在教会中间，怎么样爱是永不止息。
But this is an illustration of love never fails in our fellowship life.
我们心里记挂一个弟兄、一个姊妹，我们就要负他一辈子的责任。
We care for a brother or sister, and we will be responsible for them our whole life.
你有力气的时候，你为他工作。
When you have strength, you work for him.
他愿意听的时候，你为他工作。
When he's willing to listen, you work for him.
他不愿意听的时候，你为他祷告。
If he's not willing to listen, you pray for him.
祷告到你自己力气没有的时候。
When you pray to the time when you lack strength.
弟兄姊妹，你看保罗的历史。
Brothers and sisters, look at the history of Paul.
保罗最后说。
Paul finally said.
我交奠的时候到了。
It is time for me to pour out my life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
就是爱的，爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这些爱你我都没有的。
This love we no, neither you nor I have.
没有关系。
But this is okay.
耶稣是泉源。
The source is Jesus.
圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
The Holy Spirit has poured out this life, this love in our heart.
感谢主，我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord. Let's pray.
主啊，我们实在是啊，心里感谢你。
Our hearts are full of gratitude.
我们在世上从来没有看见这样的事。
On this earth, we have never seen anything like this.
主啊，你爱我们。
Lord, you loved us.
你要叫我们彼此相爱。
And you also told us to love one another.
你给我们一条路。
You have given us a way.
主啊，让我们讨你的喜悦。
So that we can get your pleasure.
让我们在人中做你的见证。
So that we can be a testimony in before men.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
许多年以前。
Many years ago,
你给我们一个例子。
You've given us this example.
腓拉铁菲的教会。
Which is the church in Philadelphia.
主啊，我们今天所羡慕的。
Today, what we long for.
我们今天愿意的。
What we desire.
主啊，他们都走了这样的路。
And the church in Philadelphia has taken that path.
主啊，求你鼓励我们。
So Lord, please encourage us.
让我们有心也走同样的路。
So that we have the same heart to take the same path.
让我们能够。 在乎你的感觉。
So that we can care about your feelings.
我们在乎你所要的。
So that we care about what you care about.
主啊，求你祝福我们。
Lord, may you bless us.
祝福弟兄姊妹。
Bless the brothers and sisters.
奉耶稣基督的名祷。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.